The ice skating trail on Lake Maury is 4.5 miles of natural, beautiful, invigorating winter bliss. The skating loop, which skirts the shores of the enormous lake in the Upper Valley, is free and open to the public. The staff at the nearby Lake Maury Resort has maintained the ice for 15 years when conditions permitted. But this fall, their insurance company said they'd no longer cover the activity. So the town stepped up at the 11th hour and rolled the ice skating into its recreation department, saving the season just as the ice was about to open for the year. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman took his skates to Lake Maury on opening day, and he filed this report.
All right, let's do it.
Mark Avery spends 3 or 4 days a week out here on Lake Maury riding his tricked-out golf course lawnmower. It has a rotating plastic brush roller that sweeps away the dry snow from the surface of the ice. Avery and his family own the nearby Lake Maury Resort. They make a little bit of money renting skates, and the ice brings in guests during a season that's otherwise quiet in Fairley, which isn't close to any ski areas. It's been a worthwhile investment, he says. And so, when his new insurance company told him they did not want to cover the liability of maintaining the ice, he kind of freaked out.
It was a kick in the gut. I was panicked. It was heartbreaking. And just to have it go away, it just didn't seem right that the insurance industry could dictate something that's far more important to people than insurance.
It's been tough maintaining the ice over the past few seasons as climate change has brought warmer winters. Last year, it was only safe to skate on the lake for 3 weeks. And so there's a bitter irony, Avery says, in the insurance company not wanting to take a risk on ice skating while they're forced to contend with human-induced natural disasters across the country.
Floods in the Northeast, hurricanes down south, tornadoes in the central U.S., the human-induced storms that we're getting that are just so powerful is making the insurance industry really struggle.
But this year has been perfect in this part of Vermont, cold and dry, and Avery has 10 inches of black ice to play with. Once Avery heard that his insurance company wouldn't cover the skating this season, he began meeting with the Fairley Select Board with the hope that the town would take over the maintenance. And at the 11th hour, as the season was about to open, the town met with its insurance company and got the go-ahead to wrap the skating into its recreation program. But Avery's not going anywhere. He'll continue driving his golf cart roller around the ice, but he'll lease the equipment to the town and act as a town-contracted employee when he's doing the work. He says it won't cost the town hardly anything. And another change, this year the entrance has moved from the resort to the town beach. The skating usually opens in mid-January, and all of the insurance uncertainty did not delay the season in the end. Jessica Henderson lives in Boston and says she's been thinking about driving over since hearing about the loop. She finally made it with a few friends on the first day of the season, which also happened to be her 27th birthday. It was her first time skating out in the open with the wind and cold and no sidewalls to hang on to, like the indoor rinks she's accustomed to. She was a little overwhelmed, but absolutely loved it and says she'll be back.
I think it's really great just to have like free recreational spaces outside. I think that's something that a lot of places should do, because it's really hard to find places nowadays where you can just go and do something and it's not like an exorbitant price.
Bob Alvarenga lives in nearby Canaan, New Hampshire, and he's been skating on Lake Maury for about 10 years. He was a little more philosophical about it. Skating on a natural pond or lake can only happen when everything aligns. The cold, snowfall, rain. He says he'd happily pay a fee to come do it, but the fact that it's free and it's here makes it that much more special.
It's a short season. You know, sometimes it's a matter of just 3 weeks. You know, it just, you know, the ice, all it has to do is go above freezing for a day, and then it's just a layer of water. So it's, you have to really grab it while you can. You know, it's definitely a carpe diem situation.
Carpe diem. Seize the day. When the ice is good, go out and get it. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Fairleigh.